What's going on, everybody? It's Chanel. I'm back. It's been so long since I've last posted on here. I just wanted to go ahead and give an update on my life. It's funny because I was actually listening to my last podcast that I posted, and I was in such a different headspace. I've knocked off so many goals. I honestly wish that I would have posted daily, because whomever's listening would have actually grown with me. So yeah, quick update. I was in a relationship for about since 2015, and I finally freed myself this March of 2019. If you go back and listen to my episode, passion versus priorities, you would like literally hear in my voice the misery. Well, my voice, my friend said my voice, like my tone was like up and down. So yeah, so much have changed. Long story short, I decided to put myself first, not to, you know, dig too much deep into it for now, but I did end up breaking up with my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend now, and I'm so much happier. Sidebar, ladies, I do advise you to put yourself first. Doesn't mean that you have to be like, you know, an aggressive feminist looking to reclaim her independence or anything, but honestly, that was the best decision thus far for 2019, was leaving my situation. It was so many things. I just felt like I was being held back. I was not being supported. He was jealous of me. It was really sour, which is sad because we started off as like really good friends, but whatever, that's done. I actually started my clothing line. I figured out exactly what direction I wanted to go. I've knocked off so many goals. Like when I did that podcast, I was really going through a lot of mental and emotional like distress. I didn't have my license together. It was so much. I had like so many tickets. I was like not at a dead end job, but sort of kind of like in figuring out if I wanted to stay at my job. I wasn't happy. Also, like I didn't have my car. I was in this small apartment with my ex-boyfriend. That itself was just so depressing. Also, like, I wasn't as connected with my family. Now, rewinding back to this year, all of that has changed. Like, I left my situation with my ex. I've got a brand new car that I love. I've got a brand new, like, condo that I love. I've started my clothing line. I've really reconnected with my family, which is so important to me because I'm in a state where I'm not from, and we are kind of the only family that we have here in this city, so it's really important to me, and it's just been so good. I've reconnected with one of my, like, closest friends who's considered my family, so she's considered family because we were, like, not connected, and I feel like it was because of her situation, my situation. So, you know, it's just been really good. I'm still obviously battling like the day-to-day things, but for the most part, I've finally found my direction. What led me to this point? Prayer, a lot of self-help books, again, listening to myself, like when that gut feeling, anyone, if you have that gut feeling, if you keep questioning yourself about relationships, jobs, anything, you know, just listen to that gut feeling. It never steers you wrong. That's your conscience speaking to you, right? It's so much more. I'm going to be uploading daily. I decided to do like daily episodes. So hopefully you guys are going to be tuning in because you're in for a ride. And I'm just so glad to be in a different space. So just listen out for me, guys.